Now, here's a record that features a selection by...
Satire.
Must be some new cat. Let's give it a listen, too.
He's a regular Star Trek maniac.
Who likes porking cats in the ass for some strange reason or another.
He wears Spock ears to school and everything.
But when he really tries...
He called his story...
You are completely nuts.
The funny story concerns two insurance salesmen...
From the sky.
They like to smoke marijuana.
They were constantly experimenting, striving for change.
They were having such a wonderful time.
Then one night, from the moon-washed wind came the voice of God.
You know, there might be a couple of things going on that you don't know about.
For instance,
Johnny Mathis
was now 949 years old.
You see what happened to the guy? He went on the downer and he just went down.
He hit you?
Down. Yes.
He take drugs?
No, I don't think so.
And now for at least 8 hours of sleep.
Quiet, everyone. Quiet.
Make sure you give your kids
sleeping pills.
Where is the baby?
Isn't he dead?
For once, I know he's not going to wake me up. I'll just settle in under my blanket and go to sleep.
They had to wake him up so they could explain about the bluebird.
Now shut up! God damn you!
Let's all smile a big, bright smile and get ready to exercise our tongues again.
And God leaned down from heaven and confounded their tongues so they could not understand each other's speech. Men gabbled in panic, each in a new tongue.
Buwana, 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 umgawa, buwana, buwana, umgawa, buwana.
They talked and neither one understood.
Dip, 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 dip.
Oh, Icky. Oh, you sly old dog.
Bitches in my kitchen down. While you were still fucking washing fucking camel humps in fucking Pakistan, where the fuck you're from.
Will they never learn the simple, beautiful truth?
B is for bullshit.
For more information, go to hell.
Paid for with taxes or public funds.
So tell me, what have you learned?
Carrots grow from carrot seeds.
I don't like carrots. I don't want any.
When he's all lathered up,
Johnny Mathis packed some carrots into a small cloth bag.
Then he picked up his bag and hurried out the door.
And I'm afraid that Johnny hasn't been trying long enough to go very far without a slip up.
Hey, look out for that shit on the floor.
Do you know that if we're not careful in everything we do, an accident might happen?
Bob was building houses.
And darkness was upon the deep.
Deep, dark.
Terrors of the night.
Just then,
three men suddenly stood before him.
What they want is terror.
They were going to paint.
They do so in a perverted manner.
With their lies and their filth and their stealing and their blasphemy of their tongues.
And the three of them went off together.
And they're having sex.
That's right.
40 more days passed.
Filled with spectacular
lust and violence in the disarray of sexual activity.
And then, one day,
I strangled and killed them.
Well, what happened to the three boys after the accident?
Oh, they're dead. And that's no accident.
It is all the more tragic in that they were young.
Every 2 seconds, a child on this planet dies because he hasn't got
two rabbits and a pigeon.
This is why so many young people die.
And it's a good thing.
But it's not really a good thing either.
And God saw that it was good.
That doesn't sound very good.
I'm feeling very confused.
Follow my instructions carefully, and by the time you have finished this record, you will have
enough closed containers to take care of garbage and human waste.
But I'm still very confused.
Are you still feeling a little miserable and upset?
There's still a lot I'm confused about.
Here's something you might want to try.
Rubber and leather garments.
Another method she could use is
the laced leather garment.
A girl can wear a pad or a tampon and do nearly anything.
Even our founding fathers indulged in
the dissemination of noxious doctrines.
And so should you.
Because it portrays a philosophy that is aimed at our young people.
For instance,
do you know that
all teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers?
I couldn't be a philosopher if I didn't believe that.
We all know that. Right?
We know that.
Did you know that 6 out of 10 teenage brides are
brown, green, and pink?
The bride and her attendants carry baskets of summer flowers and are lovely
in muted springtime colors.
All of them were investigated by police.
This is Police Sergeant Edward O'Reilly.
He had them beaten and put into prison.
There was no bed or chair in the cell, just
rubber and leather garments.
The police need
naked girls.
And they're used in the police departments.
Oh, yeah.
Police officers are frequently invited
to have sexual intercourse.
No matter how often you do it.
You must take precautions.
Wear rubber gloves and a mask.
Just like Mom.
My mother says, do it right the first time.
But for you, it's a dead end.
And that made the first day in all the world.